Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
The older I grow, the older I grow, with every tick of the clock, while I wait for Mr. Opportunity to knock. Opportunity, just knock. Opportunity, please knock. You don't have to come beating on no drum. You don't have to bang with a battering ram. Don't be down.
Okay, Maureen Schumann, what is that? What is that beautiful song?
That was Opportunity, Please Knock. And you heard Oscar Brown Jr., who wrote it. Yeah.
Great Oscar Brown Jr. You are here because you are becoming the co-host of the show, correct? You and your husband, Mark, who run Eli's Cheesecake. How did your event go? How did Cheesecake Fest go?
It went incredibly well. We had such great entertainment. It was packed. The tap show was great. Everything cheesecake. We had contest, hula hoopers, tap dancers.
Jesse White tumblers
jumping over the cake. Huge draw.
None of them fell in.
No, it was great. Really, really great.
Well, and now you're here to talk about something we talked about just a little bit on the show. You were involved in a great, great, great organization called the Happiness Club. Before we talk about the benefit, which is next Sunday evening at Park West, what's the Happiness Club?
The Happiness Club is a diverse group of Chicago kids who encourage positive values and social change through the creation of original hip-hop and pop music, dance, and rap. So they get together and they decide what's happening in their lives. They're real kids facing real problems every day, and that's the subject matter of the material.
You know, this is much, I mean, it's an extension of the no relationship to what Kevin Koval, our mutual friend, does with young Chicago authors by giving the powerful thing about it and the empowering thing about it is it gives voice to these kids, a means to express themselves about the crazy. I mean, there was just a Black Lives Matter protest moving right down Michigan Avenue right in front of this building. The kids come from all over the city.
Yes, all over the city. In fact, we do a lot of things with Kevin's group. It's very similar, and the kids come from all over the city, the suburbs. You know what? A big asset to the group is it's a mixed group, so you're really getting to meet people that you wouldn't meet otherwise, and you're leaving your neighborhood and going to other places, performing at other events.
When did it start?
Oh, wow.
And,
I think.
And how?
Well, it started originally with a woman named Gigi Harris, who started, you know, before I was involved. So let's see. I think all our daughters did it. So maybe I started being involved 20 years ago.
You just got involved because you thought for your daughters, too, who do not live in relatively nice circumstances, it would be a good way. See, this is such an important thing because what people drive people crazy is the fearfulness of not knowing other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think, you know, well, one, they were at a Park District day camp and the Happiness Club came to perform and they liked it and they wanted to audition. But the plus side is, in addition to kids liking the arts, is, you know, the reality is if you go to a private school, it may not be that diverse. It's a great opportunity to meet all kinds of kids and for those kids to meet your kids. So at the end of the day, they realize that all kids are the same.
Yeah. And all kids fear the same things and right, like the same things.
Exactly. Exactly.
And can talk to one another no matter where they're from. I think it's such an empowering kind of thing. Now, let's talk about this benefit. It's the Opportunity Please Knock. You're celebrating the great Oscar Brown, who would have been 90 years old. And the opportunity. Why Oscar Brown?
Well, you know.
I know, but I want you to tell the listeners.
Well, I had my own opportunity to meet Maggie Brown, his daughter, who's
great,
a fantastic singer.
And a great person, too.
Right.
Maggie's great.
She's unbelievable. So this year is going to be a year-long celebration of her dad's 90th birthday. And when she was telling me about Opportunity Please Knock, it's so similar in a way to what we've been doing at the Happiness Club, using the arts to, you know, to encourage change.
Yeah, yeah. Her, if you want to hear a song, ladies and gentlemen, Google Oscar Brown and Brother, Where Are You? It is the most spine-tingling song. Oscar wrote thousands of songs, but that one is the best. What else is going to go on at this? It's a benefit next Sunday.
Right, it's a benefit. All the money goes to support all the Happiness Club programs. No, everything goes directly to the kids and their teachers, and so it's so great. So we have Maggie Brown and Morris Gehring, who is in a show, Something About Oscar.
Yeah.
So they're performing with the kids. The number looks incredible. And then also LaRoyce Hawkins, Officer Kevin Atwater from NBC Chicago PD be there, and he's going to do a little spoken word. And we have a few other surprises up our sleeves.
Any Eli's Cheesecake involved in this at all?
It's a Taste of Chicago buffet, and yes, what would that be without Eli's Cheesecake?
You've done this for the last few years, have you not?
I've done this since I was born, possibly.
No, the Happiness Club benefit? No.
Yeah.
It's been a few years.
And I co-chair it with the lovely Mark Shulman, who I could not do it without him, and our wonderful suppliers of Eli's.
I think we've done it. It is close to 20 years, because it really goes back to doing it with Bob Mariano when we had a TV special, and it was at Channel 11 when our children were extremely small. So Lana might have been 8, and now she's 26. So it's a great history. But, you know, I think people care, and I think all the money goes to the group. There's no overhead, and these kids have such an impact that we really have great supporters. And if it's vendors at Eli's or people like, you know, Mesro Financial and Walgreens, who really step up and help us. And on the food, we have Malnati's Pizza. We have Eli's, the place for steak sandwiches. We have Vienna Beef. So it's really a fun evening. It's at 6 o'clock, and tickets are still available.
Just, you can go, you get tickets by going to thehappinessclub.com. Is that a good way to go?
Yeah, that's a great way to go.
Nobody uses phones anymore. I mean, it's literally, you just remember in the old days, you'd give phone numbers out, and people were like,
I could give a phone number. You could call Eli's, and a human would take your order.
But that people don't sit around with pens now. They're not going to get it. They're just not going to get it. It begins at 6 o'clock. Maggie Brown will be performing, and Maggie is a one of a kind. And this is in honor of her. Did she suggest that, or? Because Oscar was a guy who really was all about kids.
Right, and he was an artist and a social activist. And when I first met her, she thought that Opportunity Please Knock would be perfect, you know, a fit for our group. And it really is, because he was offering opportunity. In this case, it was to the Blackstone Rangers.
Yeah.
When he met with them to cool down the violence on the South Side. In our case, we're giving opportunities to many kids, and they're not on the street, and they're not in their neighborhoods, and they're too busy with rehearsal to be doing anything bad.
How many kids are in the Happiness Club on any given year or day?
I'd say like around 40, and then you know, kids age out, like when they're it's 10 to 21 about, and then when they're 21, they become, most of the kids stick around if they're in the city and help out. Like, we have 4 kids that are mentors that are like assistant choreographers, a rap coach, the assistant voice teacher.
And how many perform? Where do you perform? Next Sunday is a benefit. That's the
right
benefit
at the Park West.
This, at the Park West. 6 o'clock, go to thehappinessclub.com for all sorts of information. Where do they perform?
Oh, all the festivals in the town. They did Navy Pier's 100th birthday. They performed at the White House for the Easter egg roll. They've done a lot of stuff with Kevin with the poetry slams. They also, you know, in addition to the Magnificent Mile Lights Festival, but also it's really important that they perform to kids that need to hear the message. So they're going to, like, you know, schools and at-risk neighborhoods, those kinds of, like, festivals and outdoor events, because we really need to reach all kinds of kids.
Because they are from all from the suburbs, too, or just the city? They're from the suburbs as well.
I got a kid from Algonquin. We've had kids from Indiana. We've had kids from around here.
How do they,
a lot of kids from the south side.
How do you, if I was 10 years old again, how would I get in the Happiness Club?
Well, we have auditions twice a year. And by auditions, I mean you come in and you our choreographer and director, Tangi, would teach a combination and you would do it. And also, you know, sing something simple. You could be a singer or a dancer or both. But here's the thing. We really want a kid that isn't aligned with our purpose, which is helping kids make the right decisions.
Yeah.
So if someone came in and said, I want to be discovered, that wouldn't be our favorite kid.
Goodbye. Goodbye. You're no good.
Right. Well, and, you know, I've honestly seen kids that I've started out, I go, wow, Tangi, how did you take them? They're not that great. And you know what? They become unbelievable.
How interesting.
They come out of their shell. They build self-confidence.
A week from Tuesday, they're going to be in our neighborhood right by the Tribune Tower, though. At 6:30, they'll be performing at Seneca Park in the Eli M. Shulman Playground, Marine Program, some activities for the summer in the community. So they're doing an hour free show.
Wow. So what night is that? A week from Tuesday?
A week from Tuesday. Right in the park.
The park is very close to my house.
No, you better come on by.
Yes.
You're going to introduce them, aren't you, Rick?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
You're going to introduce them, aren't you, Rick?
In the park?
Yeah.
A week from Tuesday?
Sure.
I could probably do that.
Okay.
Here's a Happiness Club, everybody. This must, in the minute or two we have left, this must also do something really good for you and Mark.
Well, I mean, not to speak for Mark, but I think that we both feel that, like, we're so happy when, like, the kids come in, like, this graduating seniors, and they say, I got into college.
Ugh.
Or, and, you know, I think with the group, they're so used to speaking in public. They're so used to being in this environment that's really safe for them to create and have this common goal. It really builds their self-confidence. I mean, they're great public speakers. Yeah. They can, you know, even if they don't end up being in the arts, I think that what they get out of it will really help them in any profession that they choose to go in. And I do want to say all the seniors get watches, and I was very happy that Shinola donated all their watches.
That's fabulous. But it does, you guys, you know how in what high esteem I hold the two of you, but this is just another reason you do a lot of charitable things and you do a lot of good things that go unspoken and unknown. But this is this is one that I'm speaking about, the Happiness Club, next Sunday night, 6 p.m. at Park West, in honor of the great Oscar Brown Jr. with the equally great Maggie Brown doing the singing. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
As always.